Yes, first question from Julian.
First of all, congrats on still managing double-digit earnings growth despite the drop in residential revenue. So naturally, I'll cut to the chase. Outside of increased launches in the second half, could you cite specific or could you identify specific factors that should or that support recovery in residential sales? That's my first question.
Well, as you know, the market continues to be strong. If you look at what the industry has been reporting, I think what you could say is the market remains robust. Now, in our case, I think first half we were flat. Primarily, as we've said, it's because of the lack of inventory. You know, so we intend to step up our launches in the second half of the year, and therefore hopefully be able to catch up with our growth rate aspirations.
So launches will be the main driver for the second half.
Right now, our inventory level is quite low. I think we're at about 10 and a half months. So, you know, we hope that in the second half we'll be able to, as I mentioned, step up that increasing our inventory level to be able to meet the market demand that we're seeing. And again, you look at it, it's the whole industry. You can look at how the other industry players have been servicing the demand in the market, and I think it continues to be quite strong.
Thanks, Bob. What would you think are the biggest challenges to that happening, that in terms of these launches driving a recovery in this, or a surge in 2H19 resi?
I think there's nothing special. It's we just need at least 12 to 15 months of planning. And what happened last year, there was a surge in launches also in the second half of last year. Biglang naubos eh. So we need to catch up. Okay. But I think the critical thing there is we have the land. So we just need time to plan and get the permits.
So if there's anything that's not within our direct control, it would be the permitting side, no? Sure. Well, which obviously we'll try to work through the process to make sure that we get our license to sell in all those projects.
Thanks, Bob. Would you have a sense of when most of those permits will be are expected to come?
No, that'll be spread from July, last month, till December. Okay. No? So I don't think you'll see lumpiness. I mean, typically the process happens over time. No? So we expect that in Q3, things should start to pick up, and then again in Q4.
Sure. Could you talk about how much you launched in July 2019, and what are the expectations for August and September launches?
What we can talk about is I guess we had actually mentioned previously, the target launch for the year, no? Which is, I think, worth at about 130 billion. No? So we're still targeting that level of launches, no, for fiscal year 2019.
Yes. So if it's okay, last two questions. What's the cause for the delay of the Ayala Mall by the Bay and what's the plan for the Ayala Land REITs? Are you planning to upsize at some point? If not, why not? And then lastly, Green Circle, has it been finalized? And because great, you showed the land bank. I mean, that's a first, I think. and obviously, Green Circle's not there, obviously. But that's already 11,000 hectares.
28.
No, this one is 11,000. But Green Circle's another 28. What's the? Could you talk about why it's? Is it delayed or is it? At risk of not being finalized? I mean, I'm just asking because I don't know.
On the Green Circle, no, last year we signed an MOU. So it's only now that we're finalizing the JV agreements and that. We're hopeful that we finalize within the year.
Thank you.
Okay, on the Ali REIT, we continue to coordinate with our bankers, BPI, who's here, and also the SEC. We are also hopeful that we list within the year.
Any plans to upsize that? Probably it's
we'll keep the plans as is kasi mahirap magpalit ng plano at this point. No, if we need to infuse in the future, we'll just infuse.
Right.
And then the third one is on Ayala Malls. Okay, Manila Bay, we're opening September. Hmm. So please, maybe the next analyst briefing can be there.
Thank you.
Thank you, June. Before we continue, allow me to recognize the presence of Ms. Miandi, head of our Strategic Land Bank Management Group, as part of the panel. And moving on to the next question, Jeff Lucero from RCBC.
Hi. Thank you for moving the briefing here. It's actually closer to us. First of all, sorry, I just wanted to get more details on the residential sales. Particularly residential property development, residential sales. I think in the first quarter you mentioned that revenue recognition timing could be a factor here. And as I understand, your unbooked revenue actually grew gently by 3%. So is it still a factor, revenue recognition timing, and are we expecting a pickup in the coming quarters?
It will remain the same. We will still have to have a catch up on the revenue side. So the unbooked revenues will continue until 2021, I think, until we catch up on the construction side, because the revenue recognition will be coming from the percentage of completion, which will come from the projects launched late last year and this year.
May I confirm, so as I'm seeing, there will be some slowdown in terms of the construction as compared to last year. Mm-hmm. Is it because of the stages in the construction cycle?
Yes, it's not really a delay, but it's a stage. The first year.
The starting phase where
it's really slower.
Okay. My second question is on the same wall rental growth. You mentioned it's at 11%. I just wanted to confirm how that was achieved when occupancy rate actually stayed stable at 88%, and then the average mall lease rate at 1,060 is, well, flattish. So how was the 11% same mall rental growth achieved?
Primarily through specialty retailing. So a lot of unutilized areas previously, or we were able to optimize. So when we say specialty retailing, these are the likes of those kiosks that you see in our corridors. So we've been able to reclaim a number of spaces, so that's added to the same mall revenue growth.
And I think Toti also mentioned a while ago, no, in addition to what he said, that we have three malls that we opened over the last maybe 2 years. No, now when you open a new mall, typically you have some rental breaks in the beginning. So you have, I think those malls are Circuit, Bacolod, the Capital Central, Bacolod, and Feliz. No? So now that they're more stable, you're seeing a pickup in revenue. Okay. That's why the same mall rental sales, aside from what Toti mentioned, picked up to 11%.
But may I confirm, for it to be considered under the same mall rental growth, shouldn't the mall be aged by, say, 15 months? 2 years. 24 months. Okay. Lastly, on the POGO, can we ask how much the lease rate was for the BPO tower in Manila Bay? Is it possible to disclose?
I don't think that's the client.
We don't
disclose. Mahal.
And okay, sir. And where does this take Ayala Land in terms of the total POGO exposure? I think you have a cap at 10%.
About 9%. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
About
9%.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Next question, please. Any questions from Carl, Kervin, Daniello,
the usual suspects.
Jeline? Okay, yes, Carl.
Yes, to confirm, I believe you're expecting to complete roughly 95,000 square meters of office space this year. How much of that has been leased?
The BGC building is about 50% leased, and the one in Cebu is about 30%.
Sorry, could you repeat that? BGC 50%?
BGC 50% leased, and the one in Cebu is about 30%.
Okay. The one in Manila Bay is 100%. Part of the 95 includes 80,000 here, which is 100%.
And then regarding the profit target of 40 billion pesos next year, so to achieve that target, you need CAGR of high teens for 2019 and 2020. And relating to the residential segment revenue, as you said, That should pick up 2021. So, correct me if I'm wrong, shouldn't that in fact accelerate as early as, let's say, next year? Related to that, I think you had flat pre-sales 2014 to 16, teens growth 2017-18. So the 11% drop for the first half looks actually low, and I would have thought there would be an acceleration. Is that not the case?
First, on the top line, the properties that we use for office is the same property that we used for residential. So I think in order to take a look at the property for development segment, you have to add the office and the residential. So it's really flat. It's at negative 11. Mm-hmm. But if you take out the office, it's negative 11. Now, I think the growth rate that we're looking at is it will still increase next year in terms of revenues, but it will not fully recover the slowdown in revenue recognition. It will continue to increase because the top line is will increase. In terms of operating reservations and takeout.
So in effect, Carl, there's a little bit of a lag in terms of revenue recognition. As you know, we've had a strong year last year in residential sales. This year, we're hopeful that we'll be able to catch up in the second half. But the full accounting recognition won't happen overnight because it will follow the construction cycle. Which picks up, I think, beginning second or third year of product introduction.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carl. If there are no more questions, let me open first the floor for questions from our callers.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one if you wish to ask questions. The first question we have in the line of Wilson Ng from Morgan Stanley. Your line is now open.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, hi, Wilson.
Two questions. I think this was asked earlier, but the microphone was a little bit muffled. So sorry if it's a repetition. So firstly, it's on launches. How will launches, residential launches in July? And the second is on the progress in the REIT, whether there's any changes with regard to the REIT and whether it's on track for launch at the end of this year.
No, on the first question, which was asked a while ago, as we've said, our target for the year remains to be at 130 billion for residential launches. No? So we're continuing to work to be able to introduce those products to the market, given the low inventory that we currently have. For July, it's 19.5.
Another question was on the REIT.
On the REIT, no. Like what I said earlier, the plan is the same. We will, we are hopeful to list within the year.
Hi, hello. Sorry, the microphone is still quite muffled. I can't really hear. I'll reach out to Mike a bit later. Thank you.
Thank you, Wilson. Apologies on that. Any more questions on the line?
Okay, no questions on the line. Again, you may press star one if you wish to ask questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Any more questions on the floor? Okay, I guess it gives us more time to enjoy Seda Residences Ayala North Exchange. And with that, allow me to close our briefing this afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. We have snacks available on the other side.